Donc, on est rendu à 7 heures aujourd'hui, le 7 août. Je souhaite la bienvenue à tout le monde. So, today, the 7th of August, thank you for coming to the council public meeting. So, we'll start off with the adoption of the agenda. Donc, adoption de l'ordre du jour. J'ai besoin d'un proposal. Luc et Maureen Rice. Et je veux juste indiquer que Mme Maureen McAvoy n'a pu être présente ce soir, donc elle a son absence motivée. So, Mrs. Maureen McAvoy is not able to attend tonight. Donc, on continue. On va ouvrir le plancher pour la période de questions. So, we'll open the floor for question period. Yes, sir. Mr. Albert Keeley.
You accused me of digging up stuff to make you people look bad at the last meeting.
I don't remember it that way.
Pardon?
Don't remember it that way.
Well, that's exactly what you said. You accused me of digging up stuff to make you look bad.
I'll have to listen to the recording, but...
Well, please do.
I will.
Because my feeling is that you don't need anybody else to make you look bad.
Mr. Keeley, do you have a question?
I do have a question.
Thank you.
Did you lie to me at the last meeting?
About what?
About ever seeing the document from the courts?
I did not lie to you. I never did see it.
Well, how come several councillors and the Director General told me that you were with the rest of the councillors prior to the May meeting and you were made aware of the judgment?
I was made aware, but I did not see the document. That's what I told
you. Well, she showed you the document.
No.
Well, then somebody's lying.
We were made aware of it.
I think it's you.
That's your opinion.
Yes.
Are there any other questions? Oui, madame.
Oui, bonjour, mon nom c'est Louise.
Louise, je m'excuse, votre
Louise
nom?
Louise Lacombe.
Louise Lacombe?
Oui, je reste à Venesta. Je voudrais savoir si pour le programme pour l'eau, parce que quand j'avais téléphoné, je pense que c'était à vous, j'avais parlé, puis que le système est désuet. C'est beau d'avoir d'autres projets, mais je trouve que la première des choses essentielles, c'est d'avoir de l'eau. Pour que tous les villages, ça soit réglé. Parce que si on attend encore longtemps, ça va coûter encore plus cher. Puis, il n'y aura pas de... Il n'y aura rien.
Mais c'est comment est-ce que vous venez à ce que c'est désuet?
Parce que ça a été dit par madame qui m'avait dit ça. C'est 40 ans. Ça fait 40 ans que les tuyaux ont été faits. Moi, j'ai des gens alentour de moi qui sont... Moi, je ne suis pas professionnelle, je ne connais rien. Mais j'ai des gens autour de moi dans ma famille qui connaissent. C'est quoi la tuyauterie, puis qui ont travaillé dans la construction.
Oui.
Puis quand ça fait 40 ans, 60 ans, il y a des places qu'on peut économiser, mais là, l'eau, c'est l'essentiel. Le premier besoin, c'est de respirer. Le deuxième, c'est l'eau.
Bon, il y a un programme.
Est-ce que je peux prendre un livre là-dessus?
Oh, oui. Si tu veux.
La municipalité, là, Mme Martineau, travaille actuellement sur le programme Primo. Le programme Primo, c'est les infrastructures en eau, justement, pour rajeunir les systèmes d'eau potable. Actuellement, les systèmes sont en... Ils ne sont pas en piètre état, ils ne sont pas en très bon état non plus, mais ils sont corrects. Les problèmes qu'on a eus récemment, c'est tous des problèmes d'infrastructure dans la station de pompage. Un réservoir, une pompe, c'est tous des problèmes qui sont récurrents. Même une fois que les infrastructures sous terre vont être refaites, on va toujours avoir ces problèmes-là, des intervalles relativement réguliers. Mais l'eau est bonne, l'eau est sécuritaire, puis on travaille sur le programme Primo.
Oui, parce que l'eau est toujours...
Testé
par les laboratoires en ville.
C'est important aussi, il y a une nuance quand vous dites qu'on a des projets. Les projets ne sortent pas tous de la même enveloppe. Fait que le fait qu'on applique pour un projet, mettons pour un chemin, ben ça n'a aucun impact sur le programme d'eau potable. Ou pour une construction, une rénovation de bâtiment, un parc, ces enveloppes-là n'ont aucun rapport avec le programme Primo.
Mm-hmm.
Fait que même si on a une enveloppe pour, je ne sais pas, un exemple, un parc, bien, ça n'impactera pas le fait qu'on va avoir de l'argent ou pas pour les infrastructures en eau.
Moi, je respecte ce que tu dis, là, mais j'ai parlé à la députée quand que j'avais été au lac Sainte-Marie,
oui.
Puis elle a dit qu'avec les taxes qu'on paye pour le gaz, c'est ce programme-là que cet argent-là pour nous aider. Puis ça fait longtemps que ça dure, là, qu'on a pas même d'eau. C'est pas d'aujourd'hui, là.
La station de pompage à l'eau a tout été rénovée et puis le vide aussi avec la pharmacie.
Mais en tout cas, puis il y a les tuyaux. Ça, c'est... Sinon, ça lâche à l'âge.
Le problème qu'on a avec les infrastructures en eau, c'est qu'on a peut-être 900 000 $ de taxes d'assises, puis le village de l'eau tout seul va coûter peut-être 3 à 4 millions à faire. Fait que même avec la taxe d'assises, on n'est pas capable d'entreprendre un projet de renouvellement d'infrastructures en eau parce que la taxe d'assises comme telle n'est pas assez grosse. Fait qu'il faut aller chercher l'argent du programme Primo pour commencer à faire du update d'infrastructures.
Avez-vous eu une réponse là-dessus?
Bien, le Primo, non, pas encore, mais Sandra travaille là-dessus.
Okay. Ça prend du temps, puis aussi il faut avoir les rapports des ingénieurs, tout ça, là, mis là-dedans. Fait qu'il y a de l'argent à dépenser pour aller chercher d'autres argent.
Mais Madame la mairesse, il y a eu un rapport d'ingénieurs, puis les rapports d'ingénieurs donnaient que les infrastructures étaient bonnes, puis que ça devait commencer là dans les 3 à 4 prochaines années. Il faudrait qu'on commence à les rénover. Mais c'est quand même par secteur, puis il y a des priorités où est-ce qu'il y a des sections plus propices ou qui doivent être remplacées plus vite. Mais il y a eu des sections depuis qui ont été remplacées. Fait qu'on doit faire venir un autre ingénieur pour refaire cette étude-là, là. Mais l'étude qu'on avait sous la main donnait que c'était bon jusqu'en 2025.
Ça arrive vite,
2025. Ben oui, mais c'est ça. On est en train de préparer le terrain pour avoir une autre étude d'ingénieur puis refaire les priorités.
Puis il y a d'autres choses à vous poser comme question, puis en tout cas, ça m'interpelle, puis il y en a d'autres aussi. C'est que le projet que vous avez, admettons, pour les jeux d'eau, là, en haut de la côte, là, moi, je trouve que c'est trop dangereux. C'est non sécuritaire, non confort.
J'aimerais savoir votre façon de penser là-dessus sur le fait que c'est pas sécuritaire. Parce que à l'eau, je pourrais vous montrer des statistiques qu'on a des accidents qui sortent ici du chemin d'amour, puis des accidents sur le chemin Martindale. Puis en 20 ans, au service incendie, on n'a jamais eu d'accident au 400. Puis il y a un gros volume de trafic qui va au 400-505.
Mais regardez, là, c'est des enfants.
Oui, mais il va y avoir une clôture.
Il y a quatre voies.
Oui, mais il va y avoir une clôture.
Oui, mais ça va très, très vite. Chez nous, là,
c'est aussi, il passe vite.
Chez nous, c'est supposé être à 70, ça roule 110, 120.
Ça, c'est malheureusement pas
mais
nous
moi,
qui contrôlons ça.
Tu sais, je vois une bonne conscience, OK? Si je parle pas, là, puis qu'il arrive un enfant ou deux ou trois qui se font tuer à cause que je n'aurais pas parlé à soir, mais là, ouais, sa conscience.
On n'a pas d'autre place pour faire un parc.
Je suis sûr de ça qu'avec tout le terrain qu'on entoure.
Je vous arrête tout de suite, Mme Lacombe. Oui. Il n'y en a pas de terrain ici.
Il n'y en a pas.
La municipalité de l'eau, là, on appartient le bâtiment administratif avec le stationnement, puis jusqu'à l'arrière de la banque. Le restant.
Il y en a du terrain?
Ben non, le Chantal est là. Si on va pour enlève le Chantal pour faire un parc, là, je ne suis pas sûr que les gens de Valence vont être bien fiers de ça.
Je suis convaincue qu'à quelque part, il doit y avoir un terrain quelque part.
C'est ça le problème, on n'en a pas de terrain. Abordable, il n'y en a pas.
Moi, en tout cas,
la municipalité n'appartient pas d'autres terrains.
De toute façon, c'est encore...
Je trouve qu'il devrait y avoir une réunion spéciale pour que tout le monde donne son avis si on est d'accord pour les jeux.
On n'est pas rendu là.
C'est pas des jeux.
On n'est pas rendu là.
Oui, mais ça se parle beaucoup, là. C'est quand ça se parle fort, là, dans le village, mais un peu partout, parce que c'est pas mal là.
Ben non, on est très loin d'être là.
Ça se parle beaucoup, en tout cas.
Ben, ça parle pas mal, ici, pour rien dire.
Non, ben,
pardon? C'est en première des vous avez dit jeu d'eau, il n'y en a pas.
C'est un parc des Verdis, premièrement.
C'est pas un jeu d'eau. Il n'y a pas de jeu d'eau qui va être implanté là.
Pour le moment.
No.
I know. But that's not the plan right now. No, but she's asking.
We talked about the waterworks, about plans for waterwork infrastructure, about how grants function. There's a program out there that Sandra's working on and trying to get us some money to redo all the infrastructure. The plan that we had was that our network was good. We had to get it rechecked in 2025. We do have breakdowns. We're going to continue to have breakdowns, pumps, tanks, that stuff. It's going to keep happening, you know. It's never going to end, right? But she is working on a grant. The gas tax itself is not big enough to redo the waterworks. We don't have enough money. We wouldn't even do one sector with the gas tax, so we have to try to find money elsewhere. Now we're talking about the park that's going to be at 400. Well, projected to go at 400. The fact is that we don't have any land here that we can put a park on. Mm-hmm. We have the building, the parking lot, the rest of the school board. So if we want to have anything here someday for anybody, we're going to have to find land somewhere, or we have the land at 400, we can secure the land and make it safe. Everybody's gone on their high horse how dangerous it is, but it's not. It's no worse there than here. I can show you statistics at the fire department on accidents. We'll get some here coming out of the laneway or down in Martindale, but we've never had one at 400. I'm not saying it's not going to happen there. Could very well happen. And there's a lot of people that go in there to use the restrooms. It's insane the amount of people that stop there. So we're just, it's just a discussion at large about like the projected plan. And no, it's not, there's no splash pad going there in the near future. It's, oh, it's like a walking trail with machines and stuff like for older people, like adults exercise. To use. Like if you want to do exercise, run through the bush, and that's what it's going to be the part.
Is that the one we're putting the 38,000 towards?
Is it 38? No. Yeah, something like that, 38, 33, but yep. We also got an $80,000 grant.
Yeah, 92.
92?
It went up to 92. It was 75.
So we got a $92,000 grant too. But that's going to include the washrooms and all that stuff too. It's not just the trail.
Yeah.
Washrooms.
Place to picnic and stuff like that.
If we go back to water, it's also important to say, like, when we are under a boil water advisory, it's not that the water is
contaminated in any way.
It's because we worked on the system. It's not that our water is...
It's just a precaution because the ministry...
No, water boil advisory needs to be boiled.
No, it needs to be boiled. But what I'm saying is it's not because our water is polluted. It's a precaution because we worked
on the
system.
Exactly.
Non,
OK, c'est parce que quand il y a un avis d'ébullition pour l'eau, c'est parce que ça ne veut pas nécessairement dire qu'il est infecté dans quelle façon. C'est aussitôt que le plombier ou quelqu'un travaille sur le réseau même, le ministère nous impose, là, il faut qu'on envoie un avis d'ébullition. Puis, suivant ça, il faut avoir des tests pour être testé au laboratoire avant qu'on puisse enlever l'avis. Tu sais, je veux dire, même si l'eau est bonne, il faut aller chercher des prélèvements d'eau pour envoyer au laboratoire.
Moi, par expérience, je trouve que l'eau, c'est important parce que quand je restais à Mauricie, mon garçon, il était obligé d'aller, il y avait des bactéries dans l'eau, puis on est obligé d'aller aux soins intensifs pour mon garçon. Fait que ça aussi, je trouve que...
Bien, c'est ça, c'est pour ça qu'on fait tester l'eau deux fois semaine.
L'eau est sécuritaire, l'eau est bonne.
Puis pour venir au projet, il faut se permettre, parce que là, il ne faut pas se mentir, parce qu'on est dans la récession. Ça ne va pas bien, là. Puis, il faut faire attention, il faut se garder l'argent de côté pour s'il arrive un imprévu important aux municipalités. Mm-hmm. Moi, je trouve qu'il ne faut pas risquer trop haut pour tomber bien bas, là.
Mais encore une fois, c'est des subventions. Puis c'est le problème qu'on a à l'eau dans les 40 dernières années, c'est qu'on n'a pas fait, on n'a pas été chercher l'argent qu'on aurait pu avoir. Là, aujourd'hui, on éprouve des difficultés à avoir de l'argent en subvention parce qu'on justement, nos dettes sont pas assez hautes qu'on n'a jamais été à chercher. Là, c'est des subventions qu'on a. Fait qu'on, le conseil, on n'est pas prêt à laisser aller de l'argent gratuit qu'on va avoir du gouvernement. Si on veut du développement à l'eau, là, on va pouvoir faire quelque chose à un moment donné. C'est bien beau dire on veut développer, on va augmenter notre base de taxes pour réduire, peut-être aider à payer les frais de la municipalité, mais faites rien pour rentrer du monde. Ben, le monde ne s'en pas rester ici, là. Le monde saute par-dessus nous autres pour aller à la case, payer une Kaywood, c'est pas normal.
Là. OK, là, il faut que j'interrompe, là, s'il y a d'autres gens qui ont des questions, parce qu'on est dépassé le temps. Yes, M. Keeley.
I wanted to ask Councillor Robert, he made a motion or instructed staff to repair a fence on my farm that was destroyed by the snowplow. And it's 3 years now that this is the fourth year that I'm waiting to get that work done, and I still haven't seen them. Plus, I asked to have the road crew cut out the Pike Lake Road. Councillor Manier lives next to me. She can tell you how the trees have grown over the road. The guy that cut the grass couldn't get in more than 18 inches because of all the trees.
So, Mr. Keeley, if you want to make that request...
I've made it.
No, Carol, we talked about that at the Roads Committee, that the brushing that was discussed last week. Ms. Martineau's on that. And the fence, can you look into that again? I thought they'd went and fix it, but I guess not.
I was under the impression it was done.
Albert will look into that again.
Okay. You do realize it's for this.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to make a point that Mr. Robert can't direct employees to do
stuff.
Okay. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Is there any other questions? Yes.
My question was,
Mr. Brown, could you just state your name, your name?
Walter Brown, right?
Thank you.
Barasta, Borough Road. I was inquiring about the 400 at the top of the hill. You speak about trails and this and that for people in all ages. What size is this property? Is it half an acre or 10 acres? What is it?
Couple of acres, but I'm not sure.
It's not 20 acres, but it's more than a couple of acres.
Between five and 10.
I don't have the exact number to give you right now. I'd have to inform through the office to find out exactly.
Carol Marino, go on geocentrist. She'll find that for you.
I'm looking.
It's partially fenced off. Partially. But on geocentrist, she'll find it.
Thank you.
Okay. As soon as Maureen has it. Tara Wakeling?
Just wondering, I mean, there's a, you know, it's legalese and it wasn't, I don't know, I'm not finding it was translated terribly well, but can we have a summary of what this bylaw is? Just an overview?
Yeah.
Without having to read through the, all, you know.
Well, it's a bylaw for demolition, request for demolition, and it's... Pardon? Okay. So what you need to read is the extract from the MAMASH website. It's page 4 and 5, like the bottom of 4 and the top of 5. If you read that...
pages are not numbered.
Pardon me?
The pages are not numbered.
But they're not?
At the bottom, they're not numbered?
No,
no,
If you're holding the bylaw and not the minutes, it's the front page of your bylaw.
No.
Carole.
Wait. Okay, mais c'est dans les minutes. C'est les minutes, Carole. Mm-hmm.
Ça a pas l'air des minutes. Ça a l'air être le bylaw qu'elle a obtenu de...
So that gives you an overview of the reasoning.
Okay, great, but what exactly?
What it is, it's for buildings that are like built in 1940 and older.
Mm-hmm.
And I could read it out loud. So when it comes to urban planning, controlling the demolition of buildings is just...
I can read this. Like, what exactly are, like, I'm just asking, like, inside here it says, okay, so there's a whole section on a committee, so... I don't see anything about what the committee is, you know, for on the extract. Like,
well, the next resolution after this is to pass
to
committee.
Know what the committee is for.
What committee is for.
If you're asking to demolish an older building, you'll have to go through a committee instead of just the inspector. And the committee will take different things into consideration. How old the building is? Is it something about? Is it something that everybody holds to heart? Like if they're there every Sunday for a meeting or something, and they know that place for that, you can't just swoop in and
it. Forms. Excuse me, Joanne. There are particular forms, and they're very specific as to the reasoning behind the request of demolition. So with that information, it's also presented to the committee. Of course, if they're going to grant a demolition permit, there has to be sincerely valid reasons as to why.
Oh, yeah, like my grandmother's house. It's literally full of water and a complete utter hazard.
So that's, you know... yeah,
will
so
these remain, because I saw, I believe, the 1940, was that correct? Did any homes built before 1940, so you're assuming 80 plus years old.
Mm-hmm.
Will that always remain 1940, or is it that they, you know, homes that are 80 years old or older?
Well, right now it's 1940 and older.
Okay, and that's in the Quebec law then.
Yeah.
So in 20 years from now, it'll still be 1940 and...
It may change. We don't know, but we can only guess. You know, we can't be concrete on that. Right now, it is what is stipulated in the bylaw.
Okay. And I mean, there was mention then of a trail through the woods and stuff like that up at 400 with equipment interspersed or how, you know, whatever that is.
That may also change.
Okay, because I was going to say that there are no woods on...
Well, it really depends on the choices that council make as far as the equipment they want to put out there for exercising. And
are there community members on a committee that are going to be, approached about this sort of thing? Maybe, you know, committee of maybe one or two seniors, a few parents, some youth to sort of, you know, maybe make at least provide some commentary that from the residents?
Anything's possible.
I think that would be a good idea for some.
Carol, don't promise anything.
I didn't promise anything.
Oh,
I said anything's
like
possible.
If we go back to Wally's question, six and a half acres, Wally.
Thank you.
Yes, Tara?
Well, I'm just kind of curious why Councillor May has an objection to consulting the residents.
Well, she basically said that I was making promises. I wasn't. I said anything's possible. So.
Oh, no, I'm just, I mean, it's, anyway, whatever.
Matt Caron, la
oui.
DG veut parler.
C'est un appel d'offres public qui a un processus à respecter. C'est un appel d'offres par pondération. Il y a un comité d'analyse qui a été formé. Il y a des pointages. Puis c'est le pointage qui va décider le contrat. C'est pas ce qu'on aime, ce qu'on n'aime pas.
Mm-hmm.
C'est le pointage d'analyse en fonction de comment on l'a construit.
OK, merci.
We have that translated, please.
They hired somebody to sit there and determine what we're going to get.
We didn't hire anybody.
No, we didn't hire anybody.
It's a public tender with criteria. So we'll give points by those criteria, and the highest point will get the job.
And it's a committee. We didn't hire anybody.
No.
A committee of who?
The ranks involved. They're going to be involved.
It's two external persons.
Yeah, people from the community, that's right.
Two people outside of the community.
In
the community.
Yes.
No, it's people that are working in leisure outside of the municipality. That's their job.
That's understood, fair enough.
Yeah.
So nobody from the community.
No.
Sounds good.
Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? On est rendu à quelle heure, là?
I had my hand up for a question there.
But Madame Lacombe was before you.
Dernièrement, moi, quand j'étais venue, les gens, vous aviez de la misère. Il y avait beaucoup de gens qui n'ont pas payé leurs taxes parce que beaucoup sont en difficulté. Parce que l'économie. Mais là, vous êtes rendu où avec les taxes reçues?
Ça va bien, madame.
Ça va
bien.
Ça,
ils ont été.
Ça veut dire quoi, sont juste?
Ça veut dire qu'on a, avec l'assistance de notre directrice générale, Mme Martineau, et les employés de l'administration, on travaille très fort, puis on récupérait pas mal de taxes en arrérage. J'ai pas le chiffre exact en ce moment, mais ça l'a descendu. Je l'ai pas ce soir, non.
La prochaine assemblée?
On va voir, mais ça change tous les jours.
C'est très important parce que c'est tout le monde, c'est l'argent de tout le monde, ma chère dame. Vous êtes ma mairesse, j'ai voté pour vous. Mm-hmm. J'aimerais avoir des comptes. Moi, là, j'ai des comptes à rendre, puis vous avez des comptes à rendre.
Oui.
Merci.
Mr. Keeley.
I'm looking at this bylaw that you're passing, the Chapter 4 fine provisions. $25,000 to $50,000 for the first offender. Subsequent offense, $50,000 to $250,000, a quarter of $1 million. Is that realistic?
That's what the laws.
Oh boy.
Oui, il y a des montants. So it's in the law. So it's 148.0.5?
148.02.22.
Okay. Il y en a plusieurs. So that's all part of the law.
Of what law?
It's the, a minute.
It's urban and planning.
Urban, yeah.
And are we being, do we have the same fines as the city of Gatineau?
It's part of the law, so.
So whatever the law
is.
Yes.
How much sense does it make?
Well, it's a Quebec law. We can't move the amounts around. It's part of the Quebec law. So if you have an offense.
Have we asked them to take a second look at small places like the
municipality? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to them.
If you're infringing the law, you're infringing the law.
Yes.
If you're speeding on the 105, whether you're on the 105 or you're in the middle of Gatineau, the speeding ticket will be the same. Well, this is the same. It's part of the law. And, well, and the number of the law is part of the title of the Article 30.
I don't want to argue with you, but the speed limit here and the speed limit in Gatineau.
No, no, but if you're speeding, regardless of the speed limit, if you're speeding over 20 kilometers here or down there, the ticket will be the same. It doesn't mean that down there is the same limit, but if you're speeding over 20 kilometers, you'll get hit with the same amount.
Okay.
Most of the houses in Lowe and the municipality aren't worth $250,000.
Don't infringe the law.
Just don't go against the law. If you need an authorization for demolition, you put in your application like everybody else does, even though they're not as old as 1940 or older. People still put in a request for authorization to demolish a building. So it's the same procedure. The only difference is, in this case, there's special laws for older buildings that are heritage buildings. That's the whole thing. The heritage buildings, they want to protect them, and as much as possible, try to keep them. But if it's not possible, that's where if you actually have to have an authorization to demolish, you put in your request at the municipal office, and then with the reasons, because there'll be a particular type of form to fill out for this, with all the reasons for the demolition, and then it's brought to a committee. And from there, if the committee supports it, it also, si je me trompe pas, ça va à l'MRC, Sandra?
Oui.
So it has to be sent to the MRC as well with the committee's request, and I believe it's a resolution also. And then you get your answer if they support it, and then your authorization will be granted.
Well, there's nothing here that mentions an act of God. For example, in a bad snowstorm, my barn caved in. If I look at this, I would have had to rebuild the barn.
No, you have to fill out a request. And from there, if it's old enough, the committee can sit down and look at the infrastructure, if it's needed, if it's heritage housing. Not sure if there's a lot of people that went to your barn every night. So all that gets into consideration.
Not sure if they're going in there either.
So we're almost done, question period. Real quickly.
So if
Floyd Hickey.
The way it's going there, so if you're going to buy a piece of property and you want to tear the building down and put up a new house, you better get all this straightened out first.
Well, you have to, no matter what, Floyd, you still have to ask for a demolition permit. It doesn't matter if it's the building's 30 years old or 80 years old.
But they could say, no, you're not tearing that down. And it's an old house, it's a great place. If you bought it, what if they said, oh, well, that's a heritage building that was built in 1940?
Yes,
you can't tear that down.
Like I said again, I'm going to repeat. There's an application to request an authorization for demolition. On that application, you list everything, the reasons why you need to demolish
it. You can do
it.
All that, and if they say no, you're not tearing it down, you're not tearing it down. So a place like that, that's a derelict building, that's a disgrace to the community, it's sitting there, and all of a sudden the government says, no, no, you're not tearing that down. That stays there because that was built in 1940, mm-hmm. and it was part of the heritage of Lowell. So then it stays there.
It's all part of the urban law.
Well, it doesn't matter where it's part of the urban law. I think somebody should have looked into that a little bit better than that.
Oh, we
and
do.
It's the same everywhere. It's
and
the
it
same
doesn't matter.
You buy a farm and there's an old derelict yeah. house on it?
It doesn't
say,
matter.
No, that's a good house.
You we're adopting it tonight because, first of all, we had all the public presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that.
Nobody
yeah.
showed up yeah. for the English yeah. nor the French. Yeah. There was a request. Also, they had to put in their comments up to the 17th of July. Nothing came into the office. So now we're at the point where we're going to adopt it. We're going to adopt it. Doesn't matter if a municipality adopts it or not. Even if they don't, it goes to the MRC level, and they adopt it on our behalf, and we have to follow it. So
then, now if you're going to buy a farm, you have to do two things. You have to make an application to buy it. And you go through all that rigmarole, and then you say, oh, well, I'm going to put up a nice new home here. Then they come along and say, oh, no, you're not doing that.
Well,
that's what's
that's people's choices.
And
if they
want
to buy a farm, that's their choice.
Well, people aren't going to move in when that's going on. No way. I went through all that BS.
Okay, I think that's enough. That's enough for the question period. We'll have to wait till the end.
The rest talked there for half an hour. I could talk to
On est rendu à quelle heure?
Well, she had her hand up there before
yeah.
it was over. So.
Will the members of the committee for this bylaw be, will they go through any type of formal training? I mean, you mentioned, you know, we'll be looking at the infrastructure. Well, does anybody on the committee have, or the proposed committee have, the necessary background in order to say, yes, I know about infrastructure, I can look at the structural integrity of the building, and like I'm curious, will there be
no, that might be asked by the committee to have some type of engineer to look at the building provided by the owner. But if it's an infrastructure, I'll take an example. There was a building in Venosta that was crumbled down. Well, it was a danger for the security of the neighborhood. It fell down, so the infrastructure obviously wasn't there. It would have probably made his way to say, yes, you can take it down.
So then I take that to no, then?
Well, obviously...
No, we won't have any engineer on the committee.
I'm asking,
no.
Will there be formal training for the members who are going to be reviewing these applications?
That's a very good question.
I thought so.
And
well,
no, well,
no,
it's true.
There will not
but
be.
there has to be some type of structure as far as helping the committee to come to a decision. They're most likely with this bylaw and the actual urban law steps to follow.
Well,
so
we'll
that I'm hoping that that's pardon me
the inspector,
yeah,
that has his training will be on it.
It
exactly.
also says in the documents required that a report presenting the condition of the building, its contents, structural quality, deterioration observed, will be produced by a competent professional in the field.
Exactly.
Fair enough. And just one last question. Is Lowe still considered to be a bilingual municipality?
Yes.
Why are all of our signs in French only?
Which signs are you talking about?
I'm talking about all the no parking signs and all that sort of stuff and the narrow, you know, where on Martindale Road and all that. All those signs that I am assuming that we purchased as a municipality to put up are in French only.
The difference with that is that's D&Q standard. All road signs have to meet the B and Q standard. I can answer that.
Yeah. Thank you.
So that means that we are not allowed to have English on our signs?
It's not all B and Q. The fire department, we got a sign made like for boating safety tips on the river. That one, there's going to be an English sign put with it. But everything that's road related has to be B and Q.
And in
so
Quebec,
that means
it's French.
It specifically
French.
States that it can't be an English.
The standards,
yeah.
yeah. Like all the NPQ signs are all French, they're all B&Q.
Okay. On continue. Question period is closed. Well, we're in Quebec.
Yep,
Bill C96, Albert. OK, on avance. On continue. Numéro 2, période. OK, question. Adoption des procès-verbales, approval of the minutes. So we have two sets of minutes. One was a minute.
July 17.
C'est ça. Fait qu'on a le 3 juillet et puis le 17 juillet.
Je pourrais proposer pour les deux.
So it's to adopt the minutes from the 3rd of July and the 17th of July. Luc propose.
I'll second it.
And Joanne Maillet. Appuyez. Le vote, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
No. I abstain. I wasn't at the meeting.
Moi, je vote oui. Lee a voté contre. OK. En administration, liste des factures, so administration, list of the bills to be paid. Un montant de $317,146.79. So for $317,146.79. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Justin Robert et Maureen Rice. Le vote, s'il vous plaît. Madame Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Tivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
No.
I'm going to
abstain. There's bills for O'Connor's.
Monsieur Angus a voté contre. Monsieur Robert s'abstient. Mais moi, je vote pour. So I vote for it. Prochain item, demande d'exemption de taxe school gestion. Application for exemption from school gestion tax. I need a propose.
Je vais le proposer.
Joanne Maillet.
All the paperwork was in order at the workshop.
Justin Robert.
The non-profit organization.
Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Tivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Et Justin Robert.
Yes.
Prochain, modification d'une modalité de régime de retraite des employés. Modification of a term of the employee pension plan. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je le propose.
Joanne Maillet.
I'll second it.
Et Justin Robert. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Tivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Et yes. Justin Robert, oui. Prochain. Rescindé, résolution 2023-056. Annulation des taxes prescrites. Rescind resolution 2023-056. Cancellation of prescribed taxes.
Je le propose.
Joanne Maillet. Appuyé par.
I'll second it.
Justin Robert. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne oui. Maillet. Maureen Rice.
I'm abstaining indirect. Okay.
Maureen Rice, abstain. Luc Tivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Et yes. Justin Robert. Merci beaucoup. Le 4E, surplus accumulé, affectation, accumulated surplus appropriation. Il y a besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc.
I'll second it.
Luc Tivierge, Maureen Rice. Le vote, Joanne Maillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Tivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Et Chien Robert. Bon. 4F, émission de carte crédit, coordinateur, travaux publics, issuance of credit card, public works coordinator. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Chelin Robert, appuyé par.
I'll second it.
Luc Tivierge. Sorry, he said it.
Yes.
Le vote, s'il vous plaît. Joanne Maillet.
Ouais.
OK. Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Tivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Chelin yes. Robert. Parfait. 4G, adoption du règlement 2023-009 relatif à la démolition d'immeubles. Adoption of bylaw 2023-009 concerning the demolition of immovables. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je le propose.
Joanne Meillier, appuyé par.
I'll bring it on the table.
OK. Justin Robert, le vote, s'il vous plaît. Joanne Meillier.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Non.
Donc, Maureen Rice est un non. Luc Thivierge.
Non.
OK. Luc Thivierge, non. Lee Angus.
Non.
OK. Lee Angus, non.
No for me as well.
Justin Robert. Non. Bon, ça passe pas?
Non. Mais j'aimerais mentionner qu'au moins le comité a apporté ça à la table. Puis c'était pour suivre la loi que le gouvernement impose.
Une obligation
de la part de la municipalité.
C'est ça. Puis ça n'a pas de différence qu'on on vote contre?
Non, non, là, ça veut dire que le comité n'existera pas.
Bon.
Fait que ça va aller directement à la MRC, puis c'est la MRC qui va tout décider.
C'est ça.
The problem with that, though, is the list that the MRC supplied.
That's
the
right.
List is inaccurate and absurd.
It, but right. It doesn't matter if there's
well, sure,
a... Well,
yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter if there is a list.
The point I'm
anything
telling you
that,
is
anything
list,
that's 1940
heard,
and older is part of it.
Discussed this the first time, the list that was brought forward, you can't tell a fireman that he can't tear down his woodshed because it was built before 1940 and there was old barns and old woodsheds on the goddamn thing. And the MRC did nothing to accommodate that.
And the list that was provided now is not the same list that was provided in 2013 when you, me, and Albert were on council.
Mm.
It's not the same.
No,
list.
I know it's but not the same. It's not the same person that built it either.
Nice heritage houses in Lowell.
I know.
Like Brooke Salem, Martha Ramsey's house. Obviously, we don't want a shovel put in that. But I don't know. Floyd has an old woodshed. It's on the list. And he should be able to tear his woodshed down and build a new one.
Okay.
And
you made your point. Let's let's move on.
Qui attache Carole,
oui.
Le règlement n'existe pas, donc le comité n'existe pas.
Fait qu'on
on élimine.
On élimine. So 4-H is eliminated.
What happened to 4-G?
They all voted against it.
Non, mais les humains, moi, je comprends rien. C'est quel humain qui va le démolir?
On l'a dit tout à l'heure.
Non,
ben,
j'ai
oui,
pas
on
l'a
dit. Ça a été
okay.
Fait en anglais.
Non, ben, avez-vous eu vos PV...
J'ai ça là, dans les mains,
là,
mais moi, là, ça me dit rien.
C'est des immeubles patrimoniaux qui est de 1940
et plus
vieux. Âgé, devait passer par un comité, mais c'est imposé par le gouvernement du Québec.
Donc, la liste était faite par la MRC.
Puis, il est pas...
La liste de la MRC, ça, c'est un autre bébé par rapport on the side. Ça ne veut pas dire que si tu es sur la liste de la MRC, que tu ne l'auras pas. Là.
Protéger les bâtiments patrimoniaux. Si on n'est pas d'accord avec la façon de faire et la liste qui a été fournie,
et
les bâtiments qui sont considérés patrimoniaux. Il y a des chaînes là-dessus, il y a des vieilles granges qui sont en train de tomber en ruine. Il y a toutes sortes d'affaires absurdes là-dessus. Puis il y a des bâtiments qui auraient dû être protégés et ils ne le sont pas. Fait qu'on ne peut pas dire un fermier, la grange, la couverture de la cachette d'après, mais la structure est encore bonne, il ne faut pas que tu la rentres. Ça ne va pas tout à fait de même.
OK, on continue là.
Madame, je m'excuse.
Moi, non, c'est pas le temps de poser des questions. Il y a une autre période de questions après. Il y a une autre période de questions. Excusez-moi, Mme Lacombe.
Ben, vous aussi, vous êtes impolie quand vous m'avez répondu.
Non.
Oui, vous avez été impolie, madame.
Non.
Oui.
Il y a une autre période de questions
continuez,
après.
Mais vous avez été impolie.
C'est votre opinion.
Oui, puis je la garde.
C'est beau. 4I. Demande à Hydro-Québec, panne fréquente sur le territoire de la municipalité. Request to Hydro-Québec frequent power outages on municipal territory. Fait que Justin Robert et Luc Thivierge. Le vote, Joanne Meillier.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert. 4G, annulation de chèque, cancellation of check. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je seconder.
Justin Robert, Luc Thivierge. Le vote, Joanne Meillier.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Puis Justin Robert.
Abstain.
You're abstaining. Justin Robert. On est rendu à la sécurité publique, public security. Donc ici, c'est résolution. Projet de schéma de couverture de risque en sécurité incendie. So draft fire safety cover plan. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
En proposer.
Chien Robert. Appuyé par.
I'll second it.
Maureen Rice. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillé.
Non.
Non. Maureen Rice.
I'm not happy with it, but it's better than no plan, Carol, so I'll say yes.
It's a project right now. It's not...
Well, I didn't get that answer back before the meeting. Hmm? If it was still a draft at the MRC or not.
The resolution is completely different.
It's different.
Yeah.
Dans quel sens?
C'est donne un avis favorable aux propositions de la MRC contenues dans le plan de mise en œuvre concernant son territoire et qu'elle s'engage à respecter et réaliser le dit plan applicable à son territoire quand il va être adopté.
OK. Je continue avec non.
Tu dis non?
Je suis pas d'accord avec
Maureen,
ce qu'on propose.
You said what?
Give me a second, Carol, to read it. Go ahead. I'll come back.
OK, Luc, tu viens?
Non, c'est pas assez détaillé pour moi.
The Angus?
Non. I'm not happy with it, but
Oui.
Ça tombe à l'eau pareil, Carole.
Oh, je sais.
Ils n'ont pas besoin de continuer à voter, ça tombe à l'eau. On est trois qui est non, puis ça peut rien que trois pour oui.
Ouais, parce que Maureen n'est pas ici. OK. So c'est...
Mayor, can we get whenever the Director General has something to say, can it not be said in English as well? We don't understand it.
And resolve that the Municipal Council give a favorable opinion to the proposal of the MRC of Vallée de la Gatineau contained in the implementation plan concerning its territory, and that it's undertake to respect and carry out the said implementation plan applicable to its territories.
So if it's a draft and we're voting no, Sandra.
Yep.
Does that mean the MRC will discuss the contents of this again, possibly?
And they will probably ask us what's
So can we pass a resolution saying that we would like to discuss the contents of their plan further?
The issue with that, though, Maureen, is that it's a regional plan.
Yeah.
So we got Grammar move up the line that's asking for less requirements,
yeah,
and we're asking for more.
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No. Okay. 5B, embauche pompier volontaire. 5B, hiring of a volunteer firefighter. Bichelin, Robert.
À seconder.
Luc Thivierge. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillé.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
And Bichelin Robert.
Yes.
Public Works. Programme d'air à la voirie. Local, Local Roads Assistance Program. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Luc Thivierge. Chien Robert. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillé.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Puis Justin Robert.
Yes.
Hygiène du milieu, Environmental Health, Manifestation d'intérêt, Centre Philo Green, Expression of Interest, Philo Green Center.
Je vais le proposer.
Luc Thivierge, Maureen Rice. Le vote, Joanne Maillé.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Et puis, Jean Robert.
Yes.
Urbanisme. Nomination de chemin Lambert. Fait que j'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Luc Thivierge. Maureen Rice. J'ai besoin du vote, Joanne Maillé.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Et Justin Robert.
Yes. Somebody applied for a private building.
Loisirs, culture et communication. Recreation, culture and communication. Donc, 9A, un don au Centre du jour et Association créative de l'eau, Venasta et Burnin's Hill. Donations to the Day Center and the Low Venasa Brennan's Hill Recreation Association. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
Joanne Maillé. Luc Thivierge. Le vote, s'il vous plaît. Joanne
oui.
Maillé. Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Et Justin Robert.
Yes.
Donc là, on arrive à 9B. Contribution, panier de Noël et services de dépannage alimentaire. contribution for Christmas baskets and emergency food service. Luc Vierge et Maureen Rice. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joël Maillé.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Vierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
And Justin Robert.
Yes.
Fait que là, on est rendu à la deuxième période de questions. Là, si vous avez des questions, Madame Tara Wakeling.
I just want to say this was probably one of the least informative meetings I've ever been to. What is all of this?
What do you mean?
You basically read off. So adoption of fire draft safety cover plan. We don't know what that is. Hiring a volunteer firefighter. Ooh, local roads assistance program. That was it.
You have a copy of the PV right in front of you.
It says local roads assistance program.
Yes.
What about it?
Do you not have the resolutions in that?
You have the resolutions in your PV.
They're on the screen as well.
I can read that.
Oh, fair enough.
But you have the draft PV.
I did not see. I have this. The only thing I have is the bylaw.
It's in there.
Because when the agendas are sent by email, which you do receive, right?
No,
the Friday before.
I did not have the opportunity to go.
The project PVs are on there, and it gives you a description of all the.
So then it says on
resolutions.
Who you hired as a volunteer firefighter.
Yes. I'll tell you.
I have to go read through all of my emails. Like normally, you at least give some information. Not everybody has.
The whole point of sending the draft PVs before the weekend is for people to take time and look at it.
If this isn't the first time, it's
And the name of the firefighter is Tommy Townsend.
Okay.
Answer to your question.
The assistance program that's a Reiner form. You know the money we get every year.
No, I realize that, but what about it?
Well, we just got to pass a resolution to get the money.
Et voilà. How much money is being donated to the
centre? $521,000. No, for the centre du jour, c'est pas tant que ça.
No.
She was going for centre du jour.
I'm deaf. You can't say that. The day center
is $900. Mm-hmm. The Lowe and Austin Brennan's Hill Recreation Association is $4,750.
And the credit card for the public works
board. It's a $2,000 limit.
Okay.
The one is canceled, right?
Like, school gestion, who's on?
It's the scout camp.
It's just a formality. It's a renewal of their request. They have it before.
We have to redo it every
10 years, I think it is.
Yeah, X amount of years.
Yeah.
And this year was it.
And the resolution's in there too for the request of Hydro-Québec then?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that needed to be done. Wow, it's crazy here. It's the worst I've ever seen.
Non, peux-tu le dire en français?
Wild.
Okay.
You think it's wild? I can tell you that some people that are outside
the grid,
the village there, it's worse than you guys.
Oui, absolument, je comprends ça, mais comme...
Fait que pour ceux qui ne comprennent pas l'anglais, là, Mme Wakeling a demandé des questions concernant le nom du pompier qu'ils veulent engager. Donc, son nom, c'est Tommy Townsend. Ensuite de ça, elle voulait savoir... Je pense. La subvention des travaux publics. Ça, c'est une formalité que nous, on passe une résolution à tous les années. Pour un montant de 500 quelques mille pour l'entretien des chemins. L'autre chose à demander aussi, c'est concernant le hydro. On passé la résolution pour que on va avoir des réponses concrètes de Hydro-Québec pour savoir pourquoi que notre municipalité, notre communauté est tellement affectée des pannes d'électricité, puis aussi on veut les rencontrer. On veut qu'ils viennent voir en conseil pour dire, puis aussi nous donner un plan de ce qu'ils vont faire pour améliorer les choses.
Puis les dons pour LVBRA.
Puis là, les dons pour LVBRA, puis le centre du jour. Le centre du jour, c'est $900. Puis les clubs Lowe, Nostra et Brennan Hill, c'est $4,750 qu'on fait. C'est ça toutes les années qu'on fait ça. Y avait-tu autre chose? I was just repeating the answers I gave Tara in French. Oui, madame.
Il y a deux mois, ça fait deux semaines que j'ai téléphoné. Il était supposé d'avoir un inspecteur, je ne sais pas c'est qui. J'ai téléphoné à Mme Sylvia. Elle a laissé un message à l'autre secrétaire. Ça fait 2 semaines, j'ai eu aucun rapport.
Il y a 2 semaines que l'inspecteur est en vacances.
Attendez une seconde, j'ai pas fini. Mais il doit y avoir quelqu'un d'autre qui peut rappeler. Regardez, excusez-moi.
Votre plainte était pourquoi?
J'ai pas fini, madame. Excusez-moi.
Okay. Allez-y.
Bon, moi, je trouve qu'il y a une mauvaise communication entre vous autres et nous autres. Il faut qu'il y ait une bonne communication, loin. Ça prend du respect de part et d'autre. OK? Moi, là, je paye mes taxes. Je peux aller avec vous autres. Jamais que je venais des réunions avant. Jamais. Si je viens, parce que ça ne va pas bien. Puis, pourquoi faire, vous avez changé de personne, on paye plus cher pour les vidanges, puis un mauvais service. Les autres, avant, ils étaient très bons. Puis quand je les ai parlé, ils ont dit, quand j'ai parlé, ça fait longtemps que j'étais avec ici, là. Puis ils ont tout été gentils. J'ai rien contre les personnes en tant que telles. Mais les autres, là, c'était pas bing, bang, bang, puis là, j'étais assis à mon dos, j'avais le four derrière, le bac est tombé, la roue est partie. Aucun retour d'appel. Sylvia, elle a fait son travail, j'ai rien contre elle, mais moi, j'ai eu aucun rappel. 2 semaines. Il y a du monde qui travaille d'autres à la municipalité. C'est pas normal. Je suis peut-être ordinaire, là, j'ai pas un salaire de 200 000, mais je fais partie de la municipalité comme vous. J'ai tout le monde qui est venu chez nous pour avoir leur vote. J'ai respecté mon vote quand ils sont venus. Mais respectez-moi quand je vous appelle.
On est en implantation d'un système de gestion de plaintes actuellement. Mm-hmm. Jean-François était en vacances pour 2 semaines. Fait quand les plaintes sont dans la boîte de l'inspecteur, c'est l'inspecteur qui s'en occupe.
C'est justement.
Pourquoi de ce temps-là, la secrétaire, pourquoi que quelqu'un de chez vous ne dit pas à moi, Louise?
Le système de gestion de plainte va régler une grosse partie de ces irritants-là. Il va avoir des numéros de requête avec des dates et des délais prescrits pour répondre aux plaintes. Quand vous allez avoir un numéro de requête, telle demande va donner X montant d'heure pour une réponse. Si vous n'avez pas eu de réponse dans les délais prescrits, ça va aller à la direction générale.
Bon, mais pourquoi là, on va changer d'entrepreneur tandis qu'on avait un bon service avec l'autre?
Mais on n'avait pas le choix, madame. On n'avait pas le choix.
Pas le choix?
Oui.
Mais parce que moi, c'est sûr, quand j'ai parlé à eux autres, ils disaient que c'est vous autres qui voulez avoir quelqu'un d'autre. C'est ça qu'ils m'ont dit, les
On a reçu une résolution de la part de Denome qui disait qu'ils ne renouvelaient pas notre contrat.
Fait que, tu sais, je veux dire...
C'est cher pour avoir moins de services.
Je dirais pas qu'on a moins de services. Le service est égal. C'est vrai que le bras mécanique est un petit peu plus dur sur les boîtes.
C'est différent à s'habituer un peu. Quand vous mettez vos bacs, juste une question, là. Quand vous mettez vos bacs au bout de votre entrée, est-ce que les roues font face à votre maison ou le chemin?
C'est très, très, il y a de la place en masse.
Non, il y a une raison, je vous demande.
Non, c'est vraiment, j'ai vraiment fait tout comme il faut. J'ai pris des photos, j'en ai envoyé.
Mais c'est ça, là. C'est ça. L'inspecteur, il prend, c'est à lui à prendre les plaintes. Et puis, malheureusement, quand vous avez appelé, il venait de commencer ses vacances, il était parti, il vient juste de revenir aujourd'hui.
Mais pourquoi que Sylvia ou un autre secrétaire ne nous dise pas dans ce temps-là? C'est facile à dire, attends pas, ça va être dans 2 semaines. Moi, ça fait la première fois que ça m'arrive, je suis rendue à 56 ans, j'ai resté ailleurs, puis ça, j'ai jamais attendu aussi longtemps avant d'avoir un retour d'appel, jamais.
Bien, c'est son dossier à lui, là. C'est pas que quelqu'un d'autre va vous rappeler pour dire « Ah oui, je vais aller voir ça ». C'est l'inspecteur.
Dire, oui, mais c'est à vous de dire que là, on ne peut pas avoir d'appel tout de suite. On le dit dans ce temps-là, il ne peut pas vous rappeler.
Au risque de répéter, on travaille sur l'implantation d'un système de gestion de plainte qui va prendre en considération ces évitants-là qui devraient en régler une grosse partie.
Bien, c'est ça.
Okay. Le module ça va... est en train d'être implanté, la formation est en train d'être faite. Fait que ça va se faire assez rapidement, mais là, on va avoir des numéros de requête avec des délais prescrits. Que ce soit une canne ardue qui est brisée, un nid de poule, un arbre dans le chemin, une demande de permis de construction, voisin parce que le chien jappe trop. Le système de plainte avec les numéros de requête vont régler une grosse partie de ces irritants.
Bien, c'est ça. Puis en ayant le système en fonction, c'est sûr que l'appel, elle ne se perdra pas. Là. Ouais. Ça va être inséré dans le système même.
Est-ce que vous pouvez dire aux autres qu'est-ce que j'ai dit en anglais parce que j'aimerais ça qu'ils l'entendent?
Basically, she's complaining about the garbage pickup. She wanted to make a complaint. She spoke to Sylvia 2 weeks ago, in regards to, I guess she was talking about her her complaint about the garbage. It just so happened that the inspector left on holidays for 2 weeks. She said she hadn't received an answer for 2 weeks. Well, the inspector was away for 2 weeks on holidays. So what Mr. Rabar spoke of is right now the office is implementing a new system with PG Solution. It's a system to take complaints. There's going to be the complaints taken. There's going to be a request number. And there's going to be, you know, it won't fall through the cracks. It won't fall into a piece of paper as a message. It's going to be implemented in the system, and it has so much time for action.
And if it's not an action taken at that point, then the system sends it to the DG, right, Sandra? It doesn't
have to take it out.
Yeah.
Have to go and get it.
No, but it's going to get.
Yeah, yeah. To her. That's
somebody right. Calls in and tells Sandra, I called a month ago for
she'll
a building permit, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But she sees the request for number,
yeah.
She's going to act.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
So, yeah, so she. Yes, sir.
Everybody voted up there unanimously on Section 6, Public Works. This is the third council meeting that I've been to explain the dangerous situation on the Pike Lake Road. And you can't see more than 30, 40 feet around people coming around the corners. It's very, very dangerous.
Well, we just had a committee meeting at the Roads Committee, and the brushing was discussed, and there's a plan going to be worked out that they're going to be starting to do the brushing. The only thing is that the brush, yes, we understand there are places, and I know, I've seen it, that there are places that are not easy to see another car, or it's just too much in the road. When you do meet another car, your car is getting hit by branches, and I know, I went through it, but I'm just saying that there is a plan being made right now to do the brushing as soon as they can. Yeah, the brushing schedule and which roads and so on.
Why wasn't that done 2 months ago?
Well, they've been doing some work, Albert. They did some gas tax work. They did some brushing in the spring.
There is an agenda they need to follow.
They can't be at the same place at once.
We've got 50 kilometers an hour on the Borough Road and 70 on the Pike Lake Road. It doesn't make any sense. Why don't we have the 50K?
Send in a request.
Joanne will tell you why.
Send in a request, Mr. Keeley.
Pardon?
Send in a request.
I already did. I brought it up here.
No, I mean, in writing, in the office, send in a written request to have the speed limit changed.
I don't think the people will if you got a straight stretch, you're cramping. I mean, what are you going to say? In the country.
I'm sorry, what? De quoi tu parles?
Je dis, je pense pas qu'un pancarte va ralentir les gens.
Oh,
yeah.
OK, Monsieur Legault.
Quelle sorte de machine qui va couper les branches?
La taille des broussailleuses, c'est
la botte, là, comme vous avez vu, je suis d'accord. Ce serait-tu possible qu'ils fassent juste les courbes pour commencer?
Oui.
Ils vont perdre un mois d'un grand bout de droite quand les courbes ne sont pas faites.
Ça, on en a parlé
oui.
Au comité de voirie la semaine passée.
Bon, mais si on prend les coups pour commencer, d'abord, ça se déplace vite, c'est bien.
Oui.
Oui, oui.
Parce que ça fait 100 ans que tu le mouille bien proche, là. C'est tout le temps, il faut toujours s'en aller jusqu'à pas de trafic. Puis on fait tous les grands bouts de droite, puis les coupes sont vraiment faites.
OK. Bien, c'est ça. Ils ont pris ça en considération. C'est pour ça qu'ils veulent bâtir un plan.
Bon, ben,
pour vérifier les chemins en particulier.
Ouais.
Ceux qui sont affectés, comme vous dites, là, les courbes.
John was just saying we should focus on the corners before doing the big straightaways.
Yeah.
We'll do the danger spots.
Exactly.
Okay, Madam Wakeling.
Okay, so I just went in and checked the email that I got on Friday because I was like, did I not look at it? Did I miss something? The only thing that's on here is the agenda. There's nothing on here that I see with all the attachments of resolution.
There was one, I remember there was one email with the agenda as a correction, but the email before that.
It says correction au jour.
Yeah.
That's the title of the email, so
yes.
That's obvious. That was
so it had to be before that. Sorry, I just.
Okay. And can I? Okay. Yeah. So, well, anyways, you know what? Whatever. I'll just go in and look for it and read it myself because I don't want to waste people's time.
Well, which resolution are you talking
well,
about?
Well, expression of interest from San Pellegrino. Like,
what it is, is it's a company that they received their license for to receive like recycling and stuff like that, construction material. Now what they're looking to do is, because they're in the Pontiac, or Lynchfield?
Lynchfield.
They want to open a section to receive garbage, a deposit for municipalities to deposit garbage, but they need support from municipalities to be able to go and get their license for that.
Okay.
So that's the purpose of we're supporting them.
Just
because then, because
okay,
because then they, just as an example, their argument is, for us like right now, to send our garbage down to La Chute, it's something like 200 and some kilometers, and sending it to Lynchfield would cut it in half almost.
Oh, absolutely.
So if we're going to save some money there.
And I did look actually at the original email. It's not there.
It's either. Not there.
No,
it's supposed to be.
I just checked and.
It's supposed
it's just,
to be.
It's just the agenda.
But I think it was on.
Well,
the
Sylvia's website. Saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it's
Mayor,
the agenda. I don't send out any resolutions. I've always only sent out the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah. He was sent.
There. It's
but
the,
I only sent out the agenda.
Is it the project? Is it the project PV?
No, it wasn't sent to the public.
No, it says
on
board.
Projet site web? Okay. Okay, Fexi, see, okay, I stand corrected. The PV, the project is put on our website.
Okay.
So
well, I mean,
so it's there for your review before the meeting anyway.
So then I get my email, I got to go in and try to figure out where it is on the website to read through it before coming to the meeting.
Well, I don't
be
think
explained.
It's... Est-ce
we're
que,
just gonna, like,
just,
run
a,
through things?
Just a moment. Madame Martineau?
Oui.
Madame Wakeling a dit que si elle va sur notre site web, faut qu'elle essaye de figurer où aller chercher le PV, le projet. Procès verbal 2023.
Madame Mère?
Oui.
You would like to speak?
Just a moment.
Tara, under the Municipal Council meeting schedule, it says agendas Monday, August 7th, and draft of minutes. It's right on. Tara?
Yeah?
There,
I'm still on the screen there.
Okay.
She has it on the screen.
Yeah, it's right there.
So the draft minutes for the meeting are going to be there
every Friday before the council meeting. It's been like that for 3-4 months now.
Okay. Well, I don't go in there. I basically look at my agenda and say, yay, I'm coming in, and then we find out what's going on. But, you know, I just found that it was very... Okay, so then for those who don't have access to the internet or are not terribly savvy, they're not going to know what's going on. But I'll put that up so that people know that that's where they need to look for information. But with the brushing,
mm-hmm.
is it possible to tidy up after? I mean, I'm sorry, but... You know, yes, things have sort of overgrown now. You don't really see it, but in the spring and in the fall, it looks awful. There's broken branches. There's, you know, stuff rotting on the side of the road, branches, everything rotting on the side of the road. Like, all, it's not a nice look. It's really not a nice look for our municipality when people are driving by and there's, like, broken branches and stumps hanging out and... Like half the ecops there is pulled off the tree, like it c'est pas beau.
Ça vous coûte cher.
What?
There are more people.
Okay, well,
the
be sloppy and look like, you know.
First of all, that's always done everywhere if it's done mechanically. And if you want to hire a crewman by a chipper, we can hire five guys with a chipper.
Yeah.
And then we're never gonna get ahead of it. So the only way to do it safe and efficiently is with the machine.
But
so
what,
unfortunately, anywhere that there's brushing like that done, you're right, it does look bad for 3-4 months. Once it grows, then it's gone.
Yep.
But for the first little while, yes, it doesn't look the greatest.
No,
but
it's the,
keep in mind last year when the contractors came in and did all the brushing, cutting trees for the fiber optics, they left a mess and they didn't clean it up.
No, I mean, it just, I'm sorry, but it just, it
well, we're in
a
country.
I know it's not a big priority, but I mean, yeah. You know, if we want, anyways, whatever. It's all good. It just looks like crap.
Okay, y a-t-il d'autres questions? Are there any other questions? I'm sorry, Floyd.
Yeah, go ahead. The piece of road down there, Martindale, that was patched or whatever you want. Is that as far as they're going now?
We're trying to see if they can come back and do some more.
And how much did that cost?
That, with tax and everything, was $18,000.
For that little piece of road?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you better inquire into a chipper and chip the pavement off the road. It'd be a lot cheaper than that and do the whole village. Because that's just a throwing away money. And he didn't even do a good job of it. Like, it's not good by no means. It's like some, well, your own employees did a better job than that. And they didn't do a good job.
Well, you should come up to an Austin, take a look at the Burr Road and the Pikeback Road.
Name?
It's
sorry,
Nick Tildner over in Cahill.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. How are you today?
You too. I'm good. You?
Yeah, not too bad. Just a couple quick questions. Draft bylaw that was voted down, 23009. Is there coming into force because it's basically provincially and MRC driven? Will the MRC just impose this now? Okay. Is there an imposition date for that?
No, not yet.
Well.
It depends.
It's supposed to be in 2023, so it was April. Municipality had to pass it before April. We kind of extended with saying we were working on it. Now that it hasn't passed, it can be.
I do understand that you're stuck. This is a provincial and MRC thing. This is almost formality, you guys saying yes or no to it. There's a coming into force date that we can look at, and then we can talk to the MRC. That would be a different route, of course. So if there's no date that you know.
Well, it was supposed to be April 2023.
The government were imposing April.
Okay.
That all municipalities adopted. In our case, we opted to
work on it,
and then also there had to be a public consultation, which that was done. Then we had to wait till after the 17th of July, like I mentioned earlier, for anybody that had comments. First of all, no one showed up to either French or English presentations. And there were absolutely no emails or requests that came in writing in regards to the bylaw. So that's why it was tabled tonight for adoption, because there was no opposition. So,
well,
except for now that there are. Well, je sais pas, est-ce qu'il y a une date?
On va se le faire imposer par quelqu'un, c'est clair.
OK. Oui, mais on ne sait pas la date.
Mais la date du gouvernement, c'était mois d'avril 2023.
Mm-hmm. So, once a bylaw becomes official, is voted on, it is in effect. But
so
in this case, we have to send it up there.
That
but
means
then,
that anybody that wants a demolition permit, our inspector won't be able to provide them for it. So it's going to go straight up to the MRC and they will.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
So they still have to go through the same procedure,
sure.
But not through our office.
Understood. Thanks for the clarification. Second question is for Ghislaine over there. Winter's coming. We'll have detours on Martindale when the 105 is shut down.
I hope not.
Well, you know, it happens every year, right? I have a comment, being on the corner watching the rodeos when the highway gets shut down. Could a sign be put up at the T intersection showing Casabajua north, so many kilometers, and low south, so many kilometers? There's so many folks who get turned around and make a mess of that emergency detour when you guys are trying to sort it out. Maybe some signage.
We should actually have one on Cahill, like on Mahan, Cahill, Martindale.
Martindale, yeah.
So that's just a good idea. We talked about doing that years ago. We never actually got to it.
Yeah, just to route it, because the ground's still soft, you know.
Yeah, no, it's something we'll talk about for sure.
Okay.
You take note of that, Tanya, please?
Oui, mais je comprends
pas le manque. Parce qu'on a des accidents à 105, on ferme le chemin.
Oui.
Surtout l'hiver, c'est pire. Peut-être qu'on devrait mettre des enseignes de détour qui expliquent le détour. Quand tu arrives au bout du chemin Cahill, Martindale, ben, l'eau est 8 km, Caz est 32 km.
Okay.
Fait que si on dit OK, mais tu s'en vas à Cannes, ben, clair, on va venir à gauche.
C'est parce que le chemin Martindale, il est nommé comme chemin de détour.
Petit peu.
Yeah,
excusez. Just that I didn't quite understand the beginning. Like, I don't know what. Mais c'est essentiellement, c'est pour ça, c'est pour des pancartes. Okay. On en avait parlé ça plusieurs années, puis on ne l'a pas fait, mais c'est une très bonne idée. Okay.
Bon.
Yeah, that's good.
What's
your name?
Oh, Nick, N-I-C-K. Last name is Tilgner, T-I-L-G-N-E-R.
C'est beau?
Okay.
On a-tu d'autres questions? There... Oui, M. Dussault?
Jean Dussault. Point 4D under administration, rescinding the resolution 056. Does mm-hmm. that mean that the court judgment is going to be executed?
Yes. The reason why, I'll give you, est-ce que vous préférez que je le lise en anglais ou en français? Ben, je vais commencer par le français, parce que je sais que M. Dussault n'en parle. La raison pourquoi que ça va être cancellé, c'est parce que le 1er mai de cette année, la Direction générale a récupéré la copie du jugement du 27 novembre 2020, qui n'avait toujours pas été homologué par la Cour. Et a été enregistré au registre foncier seulement le 12 mai 2023. Fait que, quand elle a fait ses recherches pour ce document-là, c'était pas visible, elle pouvait pas l'avoir de la cour, c'était pas enregistré encore. C'est rien qu'après le 1er mai, après qu'on a passé la résolution, la première, c'est après ça qu'on a su par après qu'il y avait un jugement. Que la cour a finalement enregistré. Puis c'est à ce point-là que le directeur général de la municipalité ont pu avoir une copie. Parce qu'avant ça, il était pas là. C'est comme il n'a pas été passé. Fait que c'est pour ça que maintenant, on a cancellé la première résolution en avril pour que le jugement reste en force.
En anglais.
Est-ce que ça vous répond? Mm-hmm. So, okay. What happened was there was a resolution in April in regards to back taxes. And I just want to find the correct resolution for you. C'est 4D.
It's right there on the screen, Carol.
I can't read it from here. Okay, je lis ça. Okay. So, what we've passed a resolution today was a request. Non, c'est pas ça. 4D. Page 3. So, rescind resolution 2023-056, cancellation of prescribed taxes. Back in April, we passed a resolution to waive some back taxes. And this after our director general did the research necessary, but also following a request from a notary. So we passed a resolution in good faith. Following that, our director general was able to, on the 1st of May, recover a copy of the judgment that was dated November 27, 2020, which had still not been registered by the court, and which was only registered at the land registry on the 12th of May, 2023. So with this information, we were updated, the council was updated, and at this point, this is why we're passing a resolution to rescind the first resolution back in April and have the judgment in force. That's the resolution. Okay. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Are there any other questions?
Well, that
situation that you're talking about, the back taxes there.
Mm-hmm.
What is the final outcome?
I just said it.
I didn't hear you.
I said that the judgment is in force. It stays in force, and that's it is what it is.
But in the meantime, that has sat since 2020 in the office.
No. Let's not. No.
The judgment was certified on the 1st of May, 2023.
At the courts.
It was certified. So on the registre foncier, that judgment wasn't visible until it was certified.
Yeah.
12.
May 1st.
12.
Or May 12th.
But that was the judge's order.
That is not on us. You can call the courthouse and find out why the judge sat on it for 3 years, because that is literally what happened.
We're not the only ones. There was a lot of cases that sat there.
2023, May 12th, 2023, when the judgment was certified. It became public. It was added to the registre foncier.
So what you're telling me then that the judge's order that was given
mm-hmm.
in 2020
mm-hmm.
for that individual to pay this amount.
Yes.
And that was never collected? And
it was never certified by the court. Call the courthouse, get a copy of the judgment, it's public. You will see it right on the document from the courthouse. Nobody can play with that. It's the courthouse.
But why did it...
You know what, the document's public? I'll have to dig it out of my place and I'll go and I'll show it to you.
Yeah,
it was certified on the 12th of May, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not on the municipality alone, nor the council, nor Maureen, nor Joanne, nor Carol. It's on the Quebec court system.
Well, it's all about the delays pushed by COVID.
Delays there for sure didn't help, but that is the delays are on the courthouse. It has nothing to do with it.
Not the delay of the court. It was in a file. That's where
it was.
No,
filed.
No,
Jack,
Mission
it was
Sewer.
Certified on the 12th of May, 2023.
This year.
It became visible on the Registre Foncier in May, 2023.
It was found in May, 2023.
It wasn't found
in a file.
Can you go to the office and get the judgment? It's right on the cover. It's on the cover from the courthouse. If you go on the website, Justice Quebec, and you type the file number, you'll find the judgment from the Quebec courthouse.
Like
you might think
that.
We're heavy, but we're not heavy enough to sway a Quebec judge there.
Kay.
He has it right there.
Look, the judge made a judgment.
Albert, I can't tell you exactly why it happened, but it did. She's got the document there from the courthouse. And we can argue about this till you're blue in the face.
That's
the
information. Look, that's the information we have. That is what the actions they took.
Enough of this. Jesus. I kill this right now. That's it. Mais on avait une copie du jugement dans nos affaires.
Oui, mais il est daté.
Bon, ok. Ça, c'est une autre évaluation. Brexit. Pas nous autres qui vivons jour ça. Bien
sûr.
Date de présentation.
Ben ça, c'était pas connu non plus de la personne qui avait le terrain.
Ben ça, je peux pas parler, c'est pas moi, c'est ça que je peux pas dire, mais ça change pas le fait que ça avait été fait en 2020.
Oui.
Et que la courthouse, elle l'a pas, la
certification
n'a pas été faite avant le 12 mai 2023.
Puis l'avocat l'a confirmé.
Je vais le montrer.
On pouvait rien faire avant le 12 mai, c'était pas signé par le greffier il était pas en ligne parce que j'ai checké 1 million de fois.
C'est
ça, c'est ce qu'il y avait.
Tout a sorti le 12 mai.
Well, he can go get the copy from his place onto the site of Quebec.
Yes.
Ah,
last month he had a copy.
Il avait une copie. Yeah. Bon ben, c'était tempé là.
That was the first time I saw it.
That's why it came to light.
But he told,
au moins le
oui, il attaque, il finit.
Il faut voir.
OK, Ghislain, tu peux remettre le document à Mme Martineau, s'il vous plaît.
OK, are they just the grandparents? Like, where are they here?
C'est pas, c'est pas un papier public, là, ça?
Non, non.
Ben oui, s'il va aller chercher, mais
okay,
non.
You're not ça, distributing all over.
Not distributing it, but
non, mais parce qu'il y a d'autres gens qui ont des questions.
That's fair, but there's nothing
better than
them. No, I'm not saying that. You have the clarification, you have the information, so this is a closed subject, and we're not going to bring it up to the table again.
Can I ask you a question, Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of a court judgment where the judge gives a letter of the court, his decision, and then it has to be certified 3 years later?
Well, yes, that's how it works.
Years,
the lawyer was in touch with Madam Martineau.
What's that?
The lawyer was in touch with Madame Martineau. He updated her on the procedure, and it had to be registered and signed by the courts before it can be released on that type of document.
Well,
so it just happened in May.
Registered and certified are two different things, right?
The court, the
couldn't act on it until we got the.
She did. She checked the system.
What's that?
She checked the system several times, and never that court case came up. Only until she was advised by the lawyer, because they looked into it, and it was registered at the courts on the beginning of May. And then it was put on the Régis Foncière, the document that Ghislain just showed you, and that's when she was able to get the information she needed. And it's not on her. I mean, there's not only her. With COVID and everything, the courts were backed up very, very severely.
But Madam Mayor, the whole thing goes back to the last meeting where I had to show you a copy of the court judgment.
Which I told you, I never seen that document until you put it on my desk right here. And that's on the honest to God truth, Mr. Keeley. I've never saw that document before.
But you were aware.
I was aware that there was an amount. Madame Martineau, at the time we got, actually the amount that I was aware of is the request from the notary asking to forgive the taxes for those years. That's how I knew the amount was at the beginning. And then following that, you brought that copy of the document, which I'd never seen before. It was a judgment, right? And then that's where, anyways, in that, we also got information, I think the week prior, that there was a document that exists, but Madame Martineau could not get.
In May.
It was in May.
It was after the resolution.
So it wasn't on the register either until it was registered with the court officially and signed by the courts in May. And that's the document that Ghislain just showed you.
But I asked you specifically, did you know about this?
We heard about it.
No.
We heard, I didn't know about the document. You asked me if I seen the document. I said, no, I did not.
I said, I asked you then, you're telling me that you did not know what this existed. You were not aware of it. You said,
no, I didn't know that document existed.
Well,
no, last meeting in June,
yes,
you brought it. And you asked me if I knew that existed, and I said, no, I did not. I've never seen it before.
Okay, Madame
Or beginning of July, you're correct. Again. So, s'il y a d'autres questions, s'il vous plaît. Are there any other questions? Mr. Angus.
That filial green, they're located in Portage at the old Consolidated Bathurst, the old pulp mill. And the MRC mayors over there all voted to try and get an incinerator. And they're going to try and, I guess, install it over there and burn the garbage. The only thing is with that, I was reading an article in the record about it, and they'll have to truck in. I think the like the whole Pontiac produces like 5,000 tons of garbage a year. So for this incinerator, I think they need like 4,000 tons a year. So they'll have to truck garbage in from everywhere else to incinerate it there to make it possible to work. So the mayor's all voted in favor of this, but now some of the municipalities like Otter Lake, all the councillors rejected it there a week or so ago. So like there's lots of problems with this incinerator thing, but that's why they want to try and get the garbage there, and they're going to install this incinerator, but there's a lot of work that has to be done. There's one down in Durham, and there's some good reports from it, and then there's some bad reports from it too. So
we'll have to see.
Lee, every Scandinavian country uses that method with the large incinerators.
They do?
They do.
The one I heard about in Durham, it exceeds the allowable limit for emissions quite a few times. So, like, it's like anything,
well, it must
I guess
be the operators, Lee, because in the Scandinavian countries, Finland, Sweden, all of them, they never have a problem. It's the cleanest way to get rid of garbage because it's burned at such a high temperature. There's nothing left.
Yeah, well, it's like anything, though. If you build it, you build something cheap, you're going to have problems with it.
So, exactly.
You know, maybe that's the problem with the one in Durham compared to the ones in the other countries. I don't know. I got a little bit of information. I just wanted to pass it on there. So.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
4-H2, what are we doing with that?
We voted that already.
No, we didn't. Because the bylaw didn't pass, Lee, there's no committee.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we don't vote on that?
No.
That's just going to be stroked out of the...
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, Mrs. Yeah, Wakeling.
I just want to state that I felt it was absolutely unnecessary for Councillor LaBois to walk past me, shove that paper in my face and say, here, you have a look at this.
I didn't
too.
Shove it in your face. The
you
one I said was
said,
there.
Here.
You want to see it?
Okay,
right
that's
there.
Enough.
So
that's enough.
You didn't do it to anybody else?
Why, yeah.
It was
net,
no.
Did you
no,
oh, come on now.
No.
I did not.
Okay, Ms. Wakeling, that's
ignorant.
Enough. That's fine. Thank you for
no,
your
no.
comments. No, thank you for your comments. Are there any
I
other questions?
I comment on that because we were showing back here and it wasn't shoved in our face.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions? Il y a d'autres questions?
Moi, je n'ai pas compris. Qu'est-ce qu'ils ont dit?
Madame Wakeling n'était pas contente que M. Robert ait apporté une feuille puis a dit qu'il a mis dans son visage. Puis M. Keeley a dit qu'il a apporté le papier puis il l'a montré puis il n'était pas dans son visage. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Are there any other questions? If not, we are closing the meeting.
Est-ce que vous avez un proposal?
Madame?
Non.
Madame la mairesse?
Oui.
J'aimerais ça qu'il y ait vraiment une réunion spéciale pour les besoins de tout le monde. Parce que moi, de manière, ça m'inquiète pour les taxes. Parce que là, l'évaluation chez nous, ça me coûte 1 600 par année. Puis, est vraiment pas. Il y a beaucoup de réparations et tout ça. Imaginez, mais que ma maison vaille 100 000, comment ça va coûter de taxes? Parce que là, le monsieur, que l'inspecteur qui est venu chez nous, il a dit, t'es chanceux, ça a augmenté de 30%. Mais j'ai pas vu ça ailleurs. Ma cousine qui reste à Dalsam, ça coûte 2 200 $, elle a beaucoup de services. Moi, ça me coûte 1 600, puis je reste dans un village. Ça m'inquiète pour tout le monde, que les taxes montent demain. Ça m'inquiète, je trouve ça inquiétant.
Merci. Là, la rencontre est fermée. Il est maintenant 8h34. Il n'y a pas de résolution. Non, il n'y en a pas.
Non.